Last year, Congress gave states the option of whether to allow drilling for oil and natural gas off their coasts. The Florida legislature is expected to again take up the issue in their 2010 session. Today in Tampa, a former Democratic member of Congress from Texas spoke in favor of opening up Florida to offshore drilling. Charlie Stenholm, a member of the House of Representatives from 1979 to 2005, predicts that drilling off the coast of Florida will happen someday. Stenholm suggests that the state's tourism will be hurt more if drilling for fossil fuels is not permitted than if drilling is allowed.
Only way I can get here is to drive or fly. And if we have not developed the energy resources to allow planes and trains and cars to get here, I think that's more of a challenge long-term for tourism in areas like you than the possibility that there will be an oil spill at some time that will have a very negative effect on a small part of the coast for a short period of time.
Florida's Democratic Senator Bill Nelson opposes drilling off the state's coasts and said last week there are some things that states shouldn't sell out, like Florida's economy and environment. Representative Stenholm spoke in Tampa Friday to the World Affairs Council of Tampa Bay. He's a lobbyist representing the American Petroleum Institute.
We support all alternative energy sources. I prefer the word supplemental because it is physically impossible for the world to become non-dependent on fossil fuels in the next 30 years. Cannot be done. Yet there are those more enthusiastic supporters of alternatives that lead you to believe that we can replace all of our electrical generating, all of our fossil fuel input, all of our transportation fuels by alternatives. We cannot, but that means we should be developing because we all know someday we're going to run out of oil and gas and coal.
Earlier this year, the U.S. House of Representatives passed legislation to cut down on the pollution that causes global warming. It includes a cap-and-trade provision that would place a limit on carbon dioxide emissions and allow polluters to trade permits to release greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. Instead of funding the legislation by auctioning off the permits, most of them were given away for free to fossil fuel industries. Stenholm thinks oil and gas companies got a raw deal and opposes the bill, which has not yet been introduced in the Senate.
Even though agriculture got some good compromises as far as ethanol is concerned, we're now waking up to the fact that if you gave the credits to the coal industry that they were able to get, the electric generating that they were able, the businesses that were able to negotiate credits for their industries so that they would not be hurt by the cost of the cap and trade, that left oil and gas with 44% of the carbon responsibility and only 2% of the credits. Guess who's going to pay that 42%? Companies will pass it on to whom? It will pass it on to those of you who use the energy.
Many of the 20 people in attendance feel that drilling should be allowed off the coast of Florida. Tim Sweeney is president of an international market research firm.
I'm in favor of it. I think there is a concern if the rigs are too close to the shore to mar the horizon. I think that's one of the concerns people have. I'm not terribly concerned about the threat of an oil spill because those are temporary events. And I agree with the congressman that it's a resource not only here in Florida but everywhere that needs to be exploited.
Madeline Krasny runs a real estate office in St. Petersburg. She points out that offshore drilling in the North Sea has been an economic stimulus for the United Kingdom.
Mostly in an area where tourism isn't the issue. My point, I think, was that it's brought significant wealth and a significant number of jobs to the areas next to the drilling platforms, even though it's significantly offshore. I would say, you know, within helicopter flying distance, obviously for supply reasons. But I think it's the economic positive impact on the UK was my point. And I wondered if the people who were feeling strongly about this issue in Florida had actually looked at that situation and drawn parallels with what we're doing here.
Elaine Smalling, vice president of the St. Petersburg Downtown Partnership, prefers renewable sources of energy to drilling for oil off the coast of Florida.
When you're dealing with a limited natural resource, until people understand or feel that desperation to innovate and find new renewable resources, they enter into a state of complacency and don't really invest in alternative resources. Tidal energy is being used to create energy. That's something that's not visible.
You can find links to more information, including previous stories about offshore oil drilling, on our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.